On the show today, we have Cornerstone Resources' Marcus Cotton talking about how the coronavirus pandemic has shaped credit union hiring and recruiting. Really interesting stuff here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Cornerstone Resources' very own Marcus Cotton. Marcus, how are you, sir?
Doing good, doing good. How about yourself, Mike?
Doing all right, doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that. Hey, we're talking today about how the coronavirus pandemic has shaped credit union hiring and recruiting. And my gosh, talk about a pivot. I'm sure this area of business has really gone through quite the transformation and how we have to do everything digitally now. So I'm gonna cut to the chase here. So how has COVID-19, how has the pandemic shaped credit union hiring and recruiting these days?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, we've seen a lot of new trends. Initially when the pandemic started, everybody froze. You know, it was kind of like a deer in headlights. And I think really it was more focused on, you know, survival versus, you know, hiring and trying to, you know, staff your credit union.
Yeah.
But, you know, things have actually starting to loosen up more and more now. Credit unions have really started to learn how to adjust. And, you know, some of the trends that we're actually seeing, you know, we do two different types of recruiting here. So we do executive search, mm-hmm. which can be everything up from the vice president level all the way up to your president and CEO. But then we also do what's called professional recruiting, and that's everything below the vice president level. So you're talking about your first tier of managers all the way down to your teller.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we've actually seen with the pandemic is the trends are actually changing. IT, for example, is becoming high demand now because you have a lot of your a lot of your staff that's actually remote. So security is becoming a very important factor. Call center is becoming a very important factor now. So we're starting to see a lot of credit unions starting to ramp up. And we're actually even starting to see a transition where not only are they ramping up and expanding their call centers because the volume is going up, mm-hmm. but they're also shifting their tellers off the teller line and start to put them into the call center.
Oh, really?
That's where the demand is actually right now versus foot traffic in the branch. So those are some of the trends that we're actually seeing, some of the directions that, you know, that recruiting is going in, at least in the next 6 months to a year, probably.
So what does the process look like today, though? Because, I mean, that's what's really intriguing to me. I mean, yeah, just the shift in where people are going now as far as, you know, where they're working and shifting business and that focus stuff is interesting. But I'm super interested in the process, too, because, again, we're all doing this remotely now and we're sick, too. So.
Well, you know what? We see a little bit of everything, to be honest with you. There's still some traditional recruiting where the traditional process is followed. But I'll tell you right now, the heavier focus is going to be on utilizing the media, you know, and that's one of the advantages of working with, Cornerstone Resources. We have a complete platform where everybody can actually log in. They click the candidate's name on the screen. The candidate comes on the screen. They tell you about their background, their experience, why they have an interest in the role. Each person can be in their own location. They rate the candidates. They write their notes. We compile all that information on the back end of the system, and we compile a report, and we're able to submit it to the credit union, either the board of directors that hired the CEO or to the senior management team, and it can kind of compare notes and evaluate the candidates without really even bringing them in. Wow. You know, I'll tell you what's really interesting is we've actually moved a couple of executives in the past year where the executive have never been to the credit union. They've actually never been to the city.
Oh my goodness.
Where they actually accepted the job. And we've had people actually pick up their family and move across the country to a credit union they've never seen to work with somebody that never shook their hand in a town they've never been to.
Wow.
We've actually done our first CEO where the complete process was virtual. And the board never actually met the candidate, and the candidate's moving from Ohio to New York.
Goodness. Gosh, that's just so amazing. So, I mean, I know this is kind of a crystal ball thing, but do you see this type of process sticking post pandemic? Because I think it just seems more efficient. I mean, obviously you want to do maybe sometimes a deeper due diligence, but I can totally see this sticking.
Yeah. You know what? I think what we're really going to probably see is a hybrid.
Yeah.
Where you're going to see some of the traditional style of recruiting and hiring. But I think you're also going to see, you know, a lot of the virtual taking place.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we've actually had a couple new positions that pop up. And one of them is a director of virtual experience. So this credit union is actually hiring someone on their senior team to actually spearhead this whole experience of how the member is going to, what the member is going to experience when they actually go into, you know, the credit union, they're banking virtually now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's actually that sounds like a pretty cool job.
Absolutely.
I might throw my hat in for that one. That sounds like a lot of fun, actually. So, oh my gosh. So do you see this as a good thing or a bad thing for credit? I'm saying bad thing. That's, I don't see it as a bad thing, but maybe the pros and cons of this type of process, I guess, or.
You know, the cultural fit is always one of the most important things. So that's where the challenge does come in.
Yeah.
You know, here at Cornerstone Resources, we do have a couple of components in our process to make sure you're getting that cultural fit right. So that's where it's tough when you can't sit across the table and really get that body language, that read that you normally get from interviewing. But overall, you know, I think this is a very good thing for, you know, the credit union industry.
I think so too.
Absolutely. It's easier to pull people together.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to evaluate candidates. Now you don't have to be flying them in from all over the country and trying to get all their schedules coordinated. So it has streamlined actually over the last couple months with the hiring. It took some adjusting, but I think, you know, credit unions have really been getting there.
Yeah. And plus you can look good on top and you can be wearing shorts. Who's going to know?
Yeah. You can't even tell I have pajama pants on right
now. That's right. Me too. Oh my gosh. So any advice for credit unions who kind of need to adjust? Because there's still a lot of folks that are like, not really used to this, you know? I mean, so believe it or not, but any advice for folks out there kind of maybe in their executive searches, like, oh my gosh, we got to do everything via Zoom. This is crazy. But you know, a lot of folks have proven that it works. So any advice for those folks out there?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, the biggest thing is you have to adapt. And what I'm telling credit unions out there to do is take advantage of this.
Yeah.
Right? You really have to start to embrace the technology. Because here's the deal, you no longer have to have a senior team that's all in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a senior team that's in the same city or in the same state.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing, on the executive search side, on the professional recruiting side, we're filling jobs right now where the positions are 100% remote. So credit unions can now, you can find the talent that you've been struggling so hard to get. You could be in Florida and be hiring in Washington State.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. And I'll tell you, very interesting, during this pandemic, you know, Cornerstone, the league actually had it open for chief revenue officer. And to kind of tell you how times are changing, our chief revenue officer is actually in another state.
Gosh.
So this is the first time where we actually have a senior executive on our team here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually not in the state of Texas.
Wow. You know, I mean, that tells me that you can really open up the pool of people to a wider array of people, you know, so they don't have to be like living in the state to work there. And that might keep a lot of people. Yeah.
There's such a war on talent right now.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And many times, you know, you have to relocate someone has to pack up their family. That's very difficult to do. It's a very hard transition.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can actually start literally recruiting all over the country. It opens the candidate pool so much because now they don't have to pull the kids out of school.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, their spouse doesn't have to find another position.
Yep.
And it definitely, with how tight talent has been in a credit union space, this could be a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. I keep thinking about, I just thought about my brother. My gosh, he and his family, they live in Maine, the state of Maine, but his company is out here in Southern California. But he makes it work, and he travels out maybe once a month for a few days to meet up, you know, to see in person and stuff like that. But they've made it work. And so I just totally see this working as well. So it's just pretty cool how things have evolved.
We actually just completed a search for a credit union in the DC market, and they've gone, based off the pandemic and all the research that they've done, they've gone 100% virtual.
Wow.
So we looked for a vice president for them to join their team. The vice president was actually in another state. And when we met with them, everybody was at home. Credit union now, physical presence, they still have a physical presence. Yeah, they have some branches, but the CEO actually has moved to Montana.
Oh my God. What?
Yes. So the landscape is definitely changing. So I don't think it's ever going to go back to exactly how it was.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think the same thing with conferences and things like that. It's just, it just seems to be more efficient. We've discovered a way to be more efficient, and it was kind of forced upon us, but now we're like, hey, you know what? This actually can work, and it is working. So, and you guys are proving it every day with your searches and as successful searches as at that. So pretty cool stuff.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Anything else here to wrap up, Marcus? Because I think this is a really timely conversation that a lot of credit unions are having right now. That they need, maybe some out there need some help as well. So,
yeah, absolutely. You know, the only other trend that I think I'll add in wrapping up, sure, that we've actually been seeing is turnover in the smaller CEO, in the CEO spot for smaller credit unions. We have seen an uptick in turnover. And I really think that's being driven by, the financial performance of these credit unions. And I think we got to realize in the industry, boards especially, that, you know, the credit unions they didn't perform as good as they possibly could last year with the pandemic. All right. So yeah. Numbers are going to be, the ROA is not going to be exactly where it wants to be.
Right.
Collections and your delinquency is actually slowly on the rise. Yeah. So everyone has to be patient and understand this is just a bump in the road,
mm-hmm,
and not have that knee jerk reaction where we got to make sweeping changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because financials aren't where they need to be. And so, that's one thing that we've actually seen, and everyone's got to understand that, hey, just take it slow, take it easy. Things are going to smooth back out over time and we should get back to normal. So.
Yeah. Yeah. This isn't the NFL where you don't perform one season, then you're out, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Be patient, people. Be patient. It's going to get better. It's going to get a lot better. So, all right, Marcus, well, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. And this is great information. And I look forward to posting this one for folks out there to get a little bit more information. And we'll put all the links and the stuff in the show notes so people can get to you guys if they have any questions.
Sounds great. I appreciate your time, Mike, and definitely appreciate the opportunity to meet with you.
Yeah, exactly. One of these days we'll meet in person. Look forward to that as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Marcus, be well, be safe. Okay. Thanks again.
All right. You take care.
All right.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.